Hey there, and welcome again to the Table and Vase podcast. Today we're going to be talking about something that I have found to be, unfortunately, again this year, a little bit difficult to remember. And that is the transition between spring and summer, particularly watering. Back in spring, you know, when it's cold and the days are short and the sunlight exposure is not that great, I'm able to get away with watering much less frequently, whereas now, obviously, as with the high temperatures and the heat, and especially how dry and windy it can get here, my watering techniques have not held up. And it varies from day to day, obviously, but it gets to the point, too, where in about a 12-hour period, seedlings can dry out very easily, very quickly. And as with everything, your mentality and the way that you go about things really does make the difference as far as your success. So I found myself used to the period of spring watering where, you know, maybe a couple times a week I could water. Whereas now in the midst of summer, I do have to water every single day. And that's something that can be kind of difficult to transition to when you're used to something that you've been doing for weeks in a different season. And as we're going into summer now, and the weather and the climate and the environment is changing so much, we all need to be aware that as flower farmers, there are some things that we do need to change seasonally as well. And that can include things like watering, your fertilization regimens, things like weeding. With the heat, you know, a lot of our weeds are really popping up and starting to really take off, whereas earlier in the spring, you know, you're just waiting around, waiting for things to grow. So these are some of the things that I'm trying to keep in mind as the season transitions. And, you know, you'd think that after a couple of years of doing this that it would get easier, or you would learn that certain things are needing to be changed or needing to switch up during the change of the seasons. But at the same time, there is only so much that you can remember. So it's always just kind of making sure that you're staying on top of your game, and the best thing to do really is to kind of, you know, check and double check to make sure that everything is going well. Do like a daily walk between your rows, you know, walk around your greenhouse or where your seedlings are present to make sure that everything is going okay. And that's really when it comes down to the difference between a good farmer and a great farmer, is those that kind of, you know, check and recheck on a very consistent basis to see how everything is going. Well, I hope that tip was helpful, and again, I will be offering more tips and tricks of becoming a successful flower farmer here on the podcast, so feel free to subscribe, and we will talk to you again soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.